Well, if you can tell, I'm not in the auditorium this morning, or I'm not in the lobby. And the reason I'm in my study is because we've got some facility updates that we're making in the auditorium. I'm very excited about them. I can't wait for you to see them whenever we're able to get back together. And this is the quietest place in this building that I can go. So that's why I'm here. We're going to be in Matthew 7, 1 through 12 this morning, but I'm only going to read verse 12. We're going to take 2 weeks to look at this passage. And so this morning, I just want to read verse 12, which says, "Therefore, however you want people to treat you, so treat them, for this is the law and the prophets." You know, Jesus, he said, if you'll put his words into practice, if you'll do the things that he says, you'll be like a wise person who builds their life on a firm foundation. You'll have a life of stability. I don't know about you, but I am so ready for stability. When I look at our culture, when I see the news, when I see just things out of control, I think I just want a stable life. I remember one time, Dad was teaching me to drive. We were driving down the road, and I was 15 or 16, and as most parents do, I imagine it can be a very frightful experience teaching your kids to drive. And one of the things as a parent, as you know, if you're driving, you have to watch out for blind spots. Well, my dad must have seen something that I didn't see, and he's not Pentecostal, but in that moment, he became slain by the Spirit because he put his hands on the roof, and he yelled out louder than I've ever heard him cry, "Jesus!" And he was ready for a Jericho march. He was ready for the whole deal. And no, he saw something that I didn't see. He saw something in my blind spot that I wasn't able to see that put me into danger. Jesus here, he helps us with our blind spots. Maybe not our driving blind spots, but he helps us with our spiritual blind spots in the way we treat one another. And it's simply this: treat others the way you want to be treated. Treat others the way you want to be treated. Now, I don't know if you're like this or not, but you might be the kind of person who's listening and you say, "I don't know much about God. I don't know much about the Bible, theology, religion, faith. I'm just a follower of Jesus. I don't feel like I know much." But loved ones, if you can understand verse 12 of treating others the way that you want to be treated, let me tell you that you understand what Jesus is talking about. You understand the kingdom. You understand what it means to be a follower of Jesus. As I said before, I think if we'll do this, it will radically change our lives, our marriages, our communities, our families, our government, even our nation in a radical way. Millions of things polarize us right now, right? Did you ever think one of these would become so divisive for people? I never thought something like this would become so divisive for people. Or what about reopening on Sunday morning for our churches? Or tearing down statues? Or the upcoming election? There are so many things right now that can divide us. And here's the difficult truth. Here's the difficult thing you and I have to understand and accept if we're going to follow Jesus. Jesus cares more about our heart for people than he does you and I being the moral police or the ethical police for people. Let me say that again. Jesus cares more about our heart for people than he does that you and I would be the moral police for people. And this is so hard for believers because we live in a time where up is down and down is up and right is left, left is right. Aren't we supposed to stand for truth? Right? You know, we look at the world, there are things right now that people are calling good that are blatantly evil. But just like in the car with my dad, Jesus helps us see a better way that gives us more stability in life with God because we're supposed to be different. And it's this: treat others like you'd want to be treated. But what if they're politically wrong? Treat others like you'd want to be treated. What if they're morally wrong? Treat others like you want to be treated. What if they're anti-God? Treat others like you want to be treated. See, Jesus, when he's talking here, he's not saying that right and wrong don't matter. They obviously matter to Jesus if you've ever looked at his life and his ministry and the way he treated people. But the primary thing here for the people of God is our heart, our humility, our love, our kindness, people to people unlike us, but also to people exactly like us, people to our church. And we're going to take 2 weeks to talk about this because in verses 1 through 11, Jesus really teaches us what this means about how not to be hypocrites and how we're supposed to be sensitive towards people with God's truth, and really helpful, practical things for us to learn as we want to treat others the way we'd want to be treated. But this morning, I just wanted verse 12 to sit with us. I wanted us to sit with it. I want it to sink in for us that one of the things God wants us to do through anything that's divisive is to treat others the way that we want to be treated. And in a moment, we're going to take communion, and I know my sermon's going to be shorter this week, but that's on purpose, because I just want us to sit with this thought. Treat others the way you want to be treated. I felt like we as a church need to take a few moments and sit with communion to make the plain things the main things and the main things the plain things. And because over the last couple months, we've had people in our congregation lead us through communion. And let me say, you all have done a phenomenal job. It has been inspiring to watch our people lead us through communion. But I want to take a little bit longer time this morning because there's so much that can divide us. And I want us to come back to the main and plain things. See, what connects us is not masks. It's not ideology. It's not politics. What connects us is our Lord Jesus Christ. His blood, his sacrifice, the good news, life with God. Don't lose the forest for the trees. Loved ones, if you don't hear anything else, hear this. You can be right about anything. You can be right about masks, politics, statues, Black Lives Matter. You can be right. But if your heart for anyone is where you write them off and you condemn them, you're wrong 100% of the time. You can be right about anything. But if your heart for people is one of condemnation, you're wrong. Doesn't matter what it's about. The primary thing is that we would treat others the way that we'd want to be treated. And it's not just for those outside the church, it's also for those within the church. John in 1 John 2, 9 through 11, he says, "The one who says he's in the light and yet hates his brother is in the darkness until now. The one who loves his brother abides in the light, and there's no cause for stumbling in him. But the one who hates his brother is in the darkness and walks in the darkness and does not know where he's going, because the darkness has blinded his eyes." Loved ones, the reason you and I are supposed to treat other people like Jesus says we're supposed to is because we don't deserve the grace of God. It's grace. We don't deserve it. And when you and I treat someone with contempt, with a kind of condemnation that wants to destroy the other person, when we write them off as though they don't have any value or anything to add, we're not walking in step with the Spirit. We're not following Jesus in his steps. If you're watching this morning and you and I, we might disagree. We see the world just completely differently. We see it differently on politics. We see it differently on just the way the world operates. I want you to know, I believe that God loves you in the same exact way and extent and measure that he loves someone like me. I believe that God feels the same way about you that he does about me. And if God feels that way about me, I don't have the right to treat anyone differently than as though I'd want to be treated. And to the person who's watching this morning, and you're involved in something that you don't need to be involved in, you're doing things you don't need to do, you need to know right now, you need to be reminded, God loves you. It is his kindness that's going to bring us to repentance. And we at Little Rock Church, we are a place that we want you to be able to heal from whatever you're going through. Or to the person at church right now, you've got a marriage that's a sham. You don't really know what to do, but you feel like a fake. I want you to know God loves you. To the person watching who has mental illness, and I'm just so thankful you're watching this morning, but you feel like a fake. You don't feel like you have your act together. I want you to know God loves you and you have value. And so while this has been a very brief sermon this morning, I just want it to sit with us. Treat others the way you want to be treated. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put some scripture Jesus is teaching up on the screen. I'm going to put some background music that we're going to take 2 minutes and have some quiet meditation before the Lord. And I want you to ask that question to yourself. Have I treated people worse than I want to be treated? Am I treating people like God wants me to treat people? You may need to go to someone this morning, even right now. Send them a text, give them a call. We're not in the building. It's not going to be rude. And you may need to ask their forgiveness because you've not treated them like Jesus would want you to treat them. Let me say, don't wait. Do it today. And so we're going to take 2 minutes. meditate on this question of, am I treating people the way that I'd want to be treated? And then after that, we're going to come back. I'm going to lead you in some responsive prayers and then a responsive reading as we head into our time of communion. So let's meditate on Jesus' teaching together.